Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be reviewing some letters and sounds, and I'm super excited to get started. I just need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing at the end. Okay? Let's begin. Write your name at the top of your paper in pencil first. Write neatly, too, because you have to do a nice job. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. When you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down, and we will color for a little bit first. So at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and I am going to ask you to look for some things in that picture that begin with a certain sound. So can you find something in that picture that begins with this sound? Oh. Can you find something that begins with oh? Yes. Do you see the light? It's on a big pole, and it starts at the bottom, goes all the way up past the bed. That's a light. It's like a lamp post light. We are going to color that light. Let's color the whole thing, the pole, the bottom, and the top. Let's color the whole thing yellow. So find some kind of a yellow crayon and start coloring. So light begins with the letter L. I said find something that begins with the L sound, and you found light. L, light, L. L, light, L. Another word that begins with L is lamp. The top part, we could say, is the lamp. The lamp gives off the light. Lamp begins the same way as light. It is a lovely light. Lovely begins the same way. L, lovely, light. L, lovely, light, lamp, oh. All of these begin with the letter L. I have finished coloring my light, my lamp, the lovely light and lamp. So I'll give you a few more seconds and then hopefully you'll be finished too. 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, look at the picture and see if you can find something that makes the beginning sound like this. Do you see anything? The mirror. Do you see the mirror on the wall? Okay, let's color the outside of the mirror. The outside, not the inside, the outside purple, some kind of a purple crayon. Mirror begins with the letter M. M, mirror, M, mirror, Mirror begins with the letter M. You might have heard mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the smartest one of all? And I have your answer. Are you ready? All of us. Anyone listening to this, you're the smartest one because you're doing this activity with me. Yay. Everyone is smart. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the silliest one of all? Mrs. Oldham. Ha ha ha. Usually me because I am a nut. So mirror, mirror on the wall begins with the letter M. M says, Sometimes when you are looking forward to some food or you smell some food that you love, you might think, That's what I do when I see yummy food. If I see chocolate cake, Like I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the hungriest one of all? Me! Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the sleepiest one of all? Not me. Nope, I'm ready to go. Okay, I colored the outside of my mirror purple. So I'm finished. I'll give you a few more seconds. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Look at the picture. Can you find something in that picture that begins with this sound? Queen. Do you see the lovely queen? Wow. Look at her fancy dress. My goodness. Let's color her dress red. All right. Her dress. Let's color her dress and her fancy gloves red. Ready? Go. Queen begins with Q. To make the Q sound, if you remember to make the Q sound, you put the K sound k, and the W sound w. You put them together. So you think about the K sound k, the W sound w, and you put them together and you get qu, qu, queen. Queen. Q, queen, qu. Q, queen, qu. I think the queen probably used her mirror to get ready. She might have even said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loveliest one of all?" And maybe she's the loveliest one of all. But I think all of us are pretty lovely too. So queen starts with qu, qu. Another word that begins the same way as queen and begins with a Q is quiet. Shh, quiet. Shh, quiet. Another word that begins the same way as quiet and queen is quick. Quick. This is quick. This activity goes quickly. So we have so far, L, light, ul, and we have M, mirror, and now we have Q, queen, qu. Q, queen, qu. We have three objects so far. One begins with L. Which one is that? Light. One begins with Q. Which one is that? Queen, and one begins with M. Which one is that? Mirror. Now, I'm going to put down my red crayon, and I think you should be finished very soon, so take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Can you find the object in the picture that begins with this sound? B, b. Bed, exactly, the bed. Let's color the blanket on the bed. Let's color the blanket on the bed pink. Find some kind of a pink crayon and color the blanket pink. Blanket and bed both start with the b sound. We have b, bed, b. B, bed, b. But we also have blanket. B, blanket, b. Both of those start with the sound of B. B, b, bed, b, b, blanket. Both of them. So we're coloring the blanket that is on the bed. Coloring the blanket that is on the b, b, bed. So the queen, she either is getting ready to go out or she just got home. Either way, I think she's in her bedroom and she's going somewhere or just came home from somewhere. So there we go. I've got a pink blanket on the queen's bed near the lamp and the mirror on the wall. All right. B for bed. B for blanket. I have finished coloring my blanket, so I'm going to put my crayon down. Have you finished coloring your blanket? All right, I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great job. All right, boys and girls, we're going to do a little bit of writing. Pick up your pencil. Find number 1. You're going to see a capital, we can also say uppercase letter, next to number 1. Which letter is that? Yes, it's letter B. It's a capital B. Will you trace it for me, please? B, B. And then scoot over and trace the lowercase b. B, B. And then scoot over, but hold on. We are going to write the letter B, but I'm going to tell you which kind to write. Ready? I want you to write the lowercase b. Practice writing lowercase b. One time. Just write one lowercase b. That's all there's room for. Okay? B, B. Scoot across to number 2. Which capital letter is next to number 2? Which letter is that? That's an L. Trace it for me. Capital L, L. Trace the lowercase L for me. L, L. Now move over. We're going to write the letter L, but I'm going to tell you which kind to write. So listen carefully. Ready? Write a capital L for me. One time only. Capital L. Oh, excellent. Number 3. Look at number 3. Which capital letter is next to number 3? Yes, M. Trace it for me. M. Mm. And trace the lowercase M for me. M. Mm. Now, we're going to write our own capital M. Did you hear that? Did you listen? You're going to write capital M. Good. I'm always checking to see if you're listening. Just write it one time. That's all there's room for. And number 4, what's the capital letter if you scoot across? What's the capital letter next to number 4? It's a capital Q. Go ahead and trace it for me. Q says Q. And then trace the lowercase Q for me. Q, Q. Now, we're going to write a Q. Listen for which kind. Ready? Write a lowercase q for me. A lowercase q. Okay, one time only. Now look at number 5. There are a bunch of dark black letters across the page on number 5. I want you to put your pencil down because we're actually going to use our crayons for this part. On number 5, when you look at those letters, I want you to find a capital B. There's only one of them. Start looking for it. When you find it, put your finger on it. Okay, we just used our pink crayon, so find your pink crayon again and circle the capital B that you found. B, B. Circle it with your pink crayon. Okay, now look again at the row of letters. Find the lowercase L. Lowercase L. When you find it, put your finger on it. Okay, I would love for you to circle that lowercase L with your purple crayon. Right now, circle the lowercase L with your purple crayon. Next up, keep looking at those letters, keep going across. Can you find the lowercase M? Lowercase M. Mm. Put your pink finger on it when you find it. Circle that lowercase m with a blue crayon. Find a blue crayon and circle the lowercase m with your blue crayon. Last one that I want you to find for number 5. Ready? I'm looking for capital Q. Can you find the capital Q? When you find it, put your finger on it. I found mine. Let's circle it with our red crayon. Find your red crayon and circle the capital Q with your red crayon. That's all we're going to look for on those rows of letter, on that row of letters. I said it wrong. Okay, number 6. There are some pictures to look at. I'm going to name the picture for you. I want you to tell me and write down the beginning sound. So the first picture shows a little girl with a finger over her lip. She is saying quiet. Quiet. What does quiet begin with? Q. You got it. Write the letter Q. The next picture is a lock. Lock. What should we write for the beginning sound in lock? Yes, the letter L. Move over. That's a boat. B, b, boat. What letter should we write for b, b, boat? You got it. The letter B. And our last picture is a mushroom. Mushroom. What letter should we write for mushroom? The letter M. We have Q for quiet, L for lock, B for boat, and M for mushroom. And you did it. We did the whole thing. Boys and girls, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.